Hi guys, quick boo. Three things tonight. Audio boo direct messages and why they're not working. A little explanation. An explanation about my iPad Air problem and the fact I found a solution. Well, not a solution, but I found out what's going on. And the dissatisfiedness of the fact that Audio Boo are doing these self-promoting reviews on their own application, and the fact that I think it's pretty disgusting and they shouldn't be allowed to do it. So let's get into it. This first bit is going to be a little bit complicated, but I'll try and simplify as best I can. As we all know, with Audio Boo version 4, I'm not putting the M on the end of its name, because I don't deserve it. As we all know with version 4, the ones who use it anyway, you have to use categories. When you post a boot, it has to be categorised, because if you don't, it throws a message saying please select category and bounces back to the upload screen until you do. That's done with a programming thing, what they call error checking or condition checking. Using the basic programming language, or like a human understandable way of putting this, we have a category selected, then Audio Boo will upload the boo. If category not selected, then throw an error message and bounce back. So that's how it works. It's sort of an if then else statement, really. If there's a category selected, go in anyway and do its thing. Else, throw an error and bounce back and return to where you started. And do that until the error condition is met. You know, if the error condition is changed such that you've got a category selected, therefore there's no error anymore, the condition for positive is reached and the boo will upload. Because the positive there is the category selection. If the category selection is negative, you haven't got one, you've just got it on uncategorized, the boo is not going to upload. Now, what Audio Boo have done, I think, is they've basically written one piece of code for uploading boos, and they're using it on their direct message screen as well as on their normal standard boo screen. This poses a major problem because obviously, there's error checking in there now for a category. Now, on the DM screen, it's slightly different layout to the normal boo screen in that there's no category picker. So therefore, you cannot satisfy the error condition and make it go away. You cannot satisfy the category condition that's there. So the positive is never reached. That means the category, there's no category selected, so the boo will never upload because you've got no condition satisfaction. Basically, it's like putting a key in a lock and it's the wrong key. Your condition of the barrels, the tumblers in the lock falling in the right location, the right sequence, and to allow the lock to turn is never going to happen with the wrong key. So the lock won't turn. It's the same with this. The boo will never upload because there's no category selected. There's no means to actually do so, so you can never upload your direct message. They can fix that by removing the error checking altogether or removing it just for the DM side. I personally hope they get rid of it all the way because I don't want it. The second thing is my iPad Air issue that I talked about, I think it was yesterday. The fact that the new app won't load on it. My iPad Air is a bit of a strange one because it's not a standard iPad Air, really. It's an iPad Air cellular, which means it's got a SIM slot, which is fine. But I noticed it causes errors with Audio Boo now. And I know this by putting my SIM out of my phone into it and quickly trying to load the app before the activation screen appeared and made my iPad useless. Until I took the SIM out again. And that's basically kind of it. Now, basically, the iPad will load Audio Boo if there's a SIM present, but if there isn't, it won't. And I can prove that reliably using my phone. If I take my SIM out of my phone, which I did put in my iPad, Audio Boo will not load. If I put the SIM back, it does. So there's obviously something that relies upon a SIM being present, which I don't have one that works with my iPad. I may just get an old pay-as-you-go one from somewhere and put it in just to satisfy the condition. But then again, I don't know whether that's worth me doing. I was given this iPad, so I'm grateful to accept it. But it's not allowing me to use Audio Boo because of this SIM card slot. It's nobody's fault, it's just what it does. So that's that one. Basically, my iPad 2 works because there's no SIM. It is a standard Wi-Fi only model. So basically the upshot of it is that if you've got a SIM card iPad and you haven't got a SIM card in it, forget loading Audio Boo because it won't do it. Not version 4 anyway. The update may fix this, as I hope it fixes the DM issue. The last thing is the issue with Audio Boo posting these reviews on their app's own review page. They're posting, you know, they're knowingly posting positive reviews about their own application. I think that's pretty low and pretty disgusting. And I think that Apple should have something that is written into the agreements that if you're a developer, all your staff get, you know, if you're a company that writes programs, your staff should all be on the developer account. And the Apple IDs associated with that developer account should be made not to allow for posting of reviews to prevent this happening. Yes, I know people are going to just go home and get another Apple ID and do reviews that way, but it's their own personal thing then. But the thing is, I don't know. I just don't like the fact that they're doing this. It's self-promotion, bettering the app when it's really not that good at the moment. It probably will get better, and I really hope for our sakes it does actually get better, because it used to be a really good app. Sadly, now it isn't. I hope it does get sorted, and I hope it does get better, because it's been a great app since it came out. I've loved using it. I've made a lot of friends on here. I'm losing people on here because they're moving away from it because of its crapness, and that's just really sad. So Audio Boo, you need to do a few things. First of all, you need to stop bigging yourselves up on the App Store. Second of all, you need to fix the error conditioning and make that so the direct messages will upload. And also get rid of the error checking for the frigging categories on the main boos, because the categories that you're providing us with don't fit with most people's boos. You know, I cannot use what you've got. So I'd rather just post my boos in uncategorized like I used to do before, and everything's happy. You're trying to go too big, and that's just going to fail, ultimately. So I just thought I'd put my 10 pence worth here. And, I just don't like what Audio Boo are doing. I don't like the way they're bigging themselves up and making themselves look better than they really are on the App Store. You know, there are one or two people who say the app is crap. They're genuine reviews, but there's a few that we found out are knowingly been posted by Audio Boo staff. Thanks to Claire Randall for the boo she put up this morning, pointing that out to me. Well, pointing that out to everybody who listened to it. I've not looked at the App Store. I haven't even put a thing up about this app yet. I'm going to give it a chance and see if the DM thing gets fixed. It's all right. I was going to say thanks to the ones who suggested me go back to version 3, but there's a problem doing that because DMs will not be able to be listened to. So I'm kind of stuck with 4, I think. So anyway, I shall go and post this and bid you all farewell.